Voters in the Pocahontas County May 8th primary election elected three new members to the Board of Education, choosing change. Sue Hollingsworth representing the Southern District of the county, Justin Dilley of the Northern District, and John Burns of the Central District each won one of the three contested board member seats. They replaced Steve Tritipo, who did not run for re-election, Emery Grimes, currently the president of the board, and Jessica Hefner, currently the vice president of the board. The new members will assume their positions in July, joining current board members Becky Campbell of the Central District and Joe Walker of the Southern District, members whose terms do not expire this year. Sue Hollingsworth, a retired teacher and principal at Hillsborough Elementary School, brings a wealth of classroom, curriculum, and administration skills to the board. Justin Dilley brings youth, enthusiasm, and new ideas to the board, while John Burns brings his strong desire to help the school system along with a massive amount of experience managing a large business to his new position as a board member. In a statewide race that drew national attention, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Patrick Morrissey edged out Evan Jenkins by about 6 percentage points, 35% to 29%, and beat Don Blankenship by 15 percentage points, 35% to 20%, as well as three other candidates by much greater percentages. However, Pocahontas County voters gave Jenkins about a 14% nod over Morrissey. Blankenship's relatively poor showing surprised many, since recent polls had shown him surging following his performance in the recent Fox News debate among the top three Republican West Virginia Senate candidates. National Republican leaders had worried that had Blankenship won the primary, he would be a weak opponent against Democrat incumbent Senator Joe Manchin. In the Democratic U.S. Senate primary, Manchin beat out his primary opponent, winning over 60% of the vote both in Pocahontas County and statewide. In the November general elections, it will be Manchin and Morrissey squaring off against each other in another West Virginia election with huge national political interest and significance. Laura Finch from Pocahontas County handily beat Margaret Kerr Beckwith of Randolph County for Democratic nomination for state Senate from the 11th Senatorial District. Laura won big here in Pocahontas County as well as district-wide. She will face Republican nominee Bill Hamilton of Upshur County, who handily beat Robert Lee Carnes in the Republican primary for state Senate, both district-wide and here in Pocahontas County. In what many would consider an upset, Democratic incumbent Phil Eisner came in third place against fellow Democratic incumbent Bill Hartman and newcomer Cody Thompson in the Democratic race for the West Virginia House of Delegates 43rd District. Since there are two delegates from the 43rd District, both Hartman and Thompson will be the Democratic nominees to run against Republicans William Ty Nestor and Mike House in the November general election. Nestor and House were unopposed in the Republican 43rd delegate race. For the U.S. House of Representatives 3rd Congressional District, Democratic candidate Richard Ojeda handily won his Democratic primary contest over three other candidates both here in Pocahontas County and district-wide. In November, he will face off against Republican primary winner Carol Miller, who won district-wide but came in second place here in Pocahontas County against six other Republican candidates. Whether your favorite candidates won or lost, look at the bright side. No more political mailings or phone calls just when you're sitting down to supper, at least not until after Labor Day. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.